I filled it up this morning.
Yeah, well, I put some in just before you came here.
I haven't done that this afternoon, but this morning I put some in there.
Right.
Because she eaten quite a bit last night.
Who did?
Tappy.
She's gonna like burst if she keeps eating this much.
Well, you need to stop feeding her as much.
Who?
You.
There's always food in her dish all the time.
Isn't?
Actually, now that we're on the subject, how often do you change her water?
Every day, every morning.
No. Lies. Hang on.
I didn't do it this morning.
I think I've got a lie button here somewhere.
I do it most mornings.
Hang on. Where's my lie button? I put milk in there the other day, and it was in there for like 2 days.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to throw the milk away.
So you just thought, I'll save some money and starve the cat to death? No.
Well, she didn't drink the water anyway.
She does. Anyway, just to let you know, we are recording.
Okay.
I just thought I'd give people an insight of what it's actually like being with you.
Well, you're responsible for the cat as well as I am.
No, I'm not.
You are.
It's your cat.
It's your cat.
What's that?
Tis.
Excuse you.
I had a dodgy carry. That's what I can tell you. You're just going to do that the whole time.
Yes. I guess what I've got, a button that can mute. She's gone. Absolutely gone. Right, you're back.
I don't want to be here.
Then do you know what you can do? Off. Off right now. Go.
So, yeah.
Right, go. Right, welcome everybody to Stewie Stars Podcast, episode 50. I don't even know. I don't know what episode this is. Totally unprepared.
Well, that's your own fault.
Episode 53, I think, because I just did one today. Welcome to episode 53, guys. And today, me and Kirsty are going to give you our thoughts about the number one best TV program of all time.
You can't. There isn't just number one best TV program of all time, though.
Yes, there is.
It's not.
Yes, there is. And we're gonna get into it. So before we do, there is something I want to address, right? We've got a clothesline in our back garden. And there's a bag of pegs.
A peg bag?
The same thing. Why is it at head height, Kirsty? And every time I go to the back garden, I bang my head off it.
It's not my fault you're short.
It's not. No, it's not.
I don't bang my head off it.
Well, what do? Bang your chin off it?
Well, I walk around it because I can see it.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm occupied. My brain. Every day, I go out that back garden. Crack.
Well, we'll move it then.
I punch it sometimes. I'm like, this bloody bag. But then look where it's. We can see it right now. Just
yeah, but it's because it's at an angle. So yeah, it's in the middle.
Well, when we look at it from here, right? What color's the bag?
White and grey.
What color's the wall? White.
Yeah, but there's like grey fencing, a tree, and a shrub.
What I'm trying to say is it blends into the background.
It doesn't, because it's grey on the back.
It blends in the background. It's perfectly placed to be banged into. It's not. Look how long. How long would you say that line is?
Well, I don't know. 4 feet.
But longer than that.
6 feet.
Well, Chris, that's about
two of you.
15 feet long.
It's not 15 feet long.
That bag is right in the middle. It doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, but if you put it at the top, it slides down because it's at an angle. Because the hook is higher than the shed.
There's two.
And
lines.
So if you put them on both lines, it'd still end up in the middle. Well, I bet you just do some washing.
I did do some washing. I washed my boxers the other day.
Yeah, that's why the room is stinking.
Stinking of testosterone?
Musky smell.
Muscus?
Musky.
What are you trying to say?
You smell.
Anyway, what else? I was going to bring something else up.
What were you going to bring up now?
I don't know. I forget.
It can't be that important then, can it?
No. What if I go house? Anyway, how are you? I haven't seen you in a few days.
Grand, thanks. You?
No. What have you been up to? You went swimming, didn't you?
Went to an inflatable water park. That was fun.
Well, what did you do?
Swim.
Was Lee there?
No. He's working.
Really? He always gets out of these things, doesn't he?
Well, he wasn't invited.
His partner and children didn't invite him?
No.
Why not?
Because they have more fun with their auntie.
Who is?
Me.
I suppose Lee is a miserable...
It was very fun, though. I like it. It makes me laugh.
Was the water not cold? Because you're in the lake.
The water was 22 degrees.
Right.
It's not that cold. We didn't wear wetsuits.
You could boil an egg in there.
Just wore swimming costumes then with a life jacket.
Did you wee in there?
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Your face started.
You can't swallow the water.
Right. Why?
Because it's got like algae in that, isn't it?
Algae?
It'll probably give you a bad tummy.
I can imagine being an algae just swimming around going,
"What the hell is that?" Jumping up and down in an inflatable thing.
Ethan lost his goggles. So there probably is a duck somewhere cruising around with goggles around his neck.
Can you imagine that?
He jumped off
I can't see anything.
He jumped off the high inflatable bit. And the force of him hitting the water, the goggles shot up. And then just disappeared.
Like an atomic bomb going off.
So either a fish is probably wearing them or a duck, I'd say.
Them goggles, they remind me of like something like Hulk Hogan would have worn.
They're like ski goggles almost. They're pretty cool, to be fair, for goggles.
I wouldn't wear them.
Yeah, well, you're like 40. He's 10.
Yeah.
There's a difference there. Well, actually, in maturity, there probably isn't. He's probably more mature than you, to be fair.
He probably is, I'd say.
He's a good old sensible boy.
Everybody's more smarter than me. Mm. I draw cartoons for a living. Like, how childish is that?
Ridiculous. I'm a nurse.
Ta-da. You're finally a nurse.
Mm.
Finally a nurse after 4 years of studying.
Thanks, Pa.
Well done.
Cheers.
So, wrong button. I have to get used to this thing. So what was it like, the whole course and studying and stuff?
Hell.
So anybody who's doing a nursing degree, what advice would you give them? Because they'll be starting one soon, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Just take it day by day. Especially the last year. The last year is probably the hardest. Year one, you're all like motivated. Oh, let's do this. And then I did it longer because I only did it part time. So year four, I was done.
So a full course would be 2 years?
3 years.
Chris, I don't think you understand mathematics.
No, that's, yeah.
You said
a university course is 3 years long. But my course, I did it part time, but it's four. Well, just over four.
I thought it was like half.
4 years, like 3 months or something.
I thought part time was like half.
No.
I was wrong.
You were. Very wrong. And that was very good for you to admit that you were wrong. You don't do that very often. I can just... People are going to get really annoyed by you.
I was saying that earlier on. Well, earlier on the last podcast, I was like, you're either going to love this or you're going to hate it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will hate it.
No, I don't think... How can you hate this? Let me see. I've put some new ones on.
I am the owner of the one and only 24 karat gold Labubu.
I don't understand it.
It's a famous thing from TikTok. Mm. It was just a tester because all these drums and stuff and all, like, are all part of the thing. So I want to get like...
Yeah, but you don't want to go overhaul now.
I know. I've got so many buttons on here, I don't even know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that you have to press all of them in one show. That's Neil.
That's you?
Oh, stop it, Neil. That's really annoying. I'd be hey, literally switching that podcast off.
Would you?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but I think it's funny whenever you just go, like, at the start of it or whatever, but I don't know. I mean, everybody, you can hear, literally hear everybody laughing at home.
Didn't realise we live with so many people. Is that the cat and his friends? Her friends. Right, stop. That's enough. You've got to use these in moderation, like the timing. Don't overuse them.
Say that again?
That's going to be you when I kick you out the house. Packing up your clothes. In the car. Bye, Neil. Had enough of you.
This sounds like a full-on sad story, Christine. Hang on, Rick, let's test this out, right? Say something. Tell the listeners, I was going to say viewers. Tell the viewers. Tell the listeners something like a real sad story about me.
Neil was born.
Well done, Kirsty. That was very smart of you.
It's quite quick.
A little offensive, like, but, you know, I'm kind of...
Neil was enjoying swimming and he smashed his head on the wall. And blood was pouring out of his head.
Right, so restart that, right? And then we'll... So tell him about the time I done a backflip and...
It's not really a sad story there, is it? It's a stupid story because you're fully grown.
Well, I've got a horror one here, so let's see if the horror one works. I just got a message.
It's an email. Neil was swimming in the swimming pool.
This works.
And there was something following him. He tried to get away. He decided to swim underwater, but the pool was too shallow for him, and he cracked his head on the bottom of the swimming pool.
Everybody looked at him awkwardly as blood was gushing.
Whoa, this is my story.
Sorry.
There was blood pouring out of his head.
You just basically say what I said.
Running into the swimming pool. The swimming pool turned red.
Keep going. Everybody called him Harry Potter for the next 3 hours after because it looked like a Harry Potter scar.
That's all I've got. Oh, Tab, you tired?
Well, look, he's back.
Shouldn't be in yet. It's still light.
Guess where she's sitting?
On her chair.
No.
She loves that chair. It's his.
Is it?
Yeah.
The one I've been sitting on for the last 7 years or whatever.
Seven?
She hasn't even been alive.
Yeah, but she's claimed it because you're never here.
I'll just take the sofa with me. I'm almost cursed. I'll just take the sofa with me.
Oh, she's sleeping. How long has she been out for?
That's our cat. She's been out all day.
Yeah, it's probably why. She'll be wild at like 8 o'clock now.
You always say that. She never is.
Well, you didn't get up with her though, do you? At 4 o'clock in the morning when she's bouncing.
She's bouncing?
Mm.
She's one of them cats that bounces.
I love it when she has a little zoomie.
What's a little zoomie?
Like wild, scurrying around everywhere, running and jumping. And I like how she does the whole like side thing. Like, have you seen her when she jumps up onto the side or something?
Yeah.
Makes me laugh. I think she loves it.
I reckon she hits about 70 G's going around that way.
She does it quite often, so I think she likes it. She's almost like, she does it and then she kind of looks at you like, look at me doing that. What are you going to do about it?
Are you impressed?
Right, anyway.
Yeah, I found out what I wanted to talk about earlier on.
Oh, what?
Kirsty. I am the umpire. The next time you see me, your time at SAS Futures Wins is over.
I didn't realise the umpire was Irish.
Walk on, me be an umpire, I has been an umpire. I don't even know what I'm saying now.
I couldn't even understand you.
Can I do the rest of the podcast in this?
No.
Why not?
Because people won't be able to understand you. It'll get annoying after a little while. You've got to use things, these things in moderation and timing.
I've got transcript on my podcast, so they can't actually read it. instead of just listening to it. My delicate
people mind. Who listen to your podcast probably can't read. Jokes, obviously.
That's just no, that can't happen.
You attract that crowd, Neil.
I attract that crowd. I find that very offensive.
I've got a really good topic to talk about.
Hold on.
What is it?
Holidays.
What about holidays?
I want one.
See why?
Because I've worked hard for 4 years, like, and I want to live. Like, all you want to do is work. It's boring. I want to have some fun.
You think
I want to make memories?
You think I want to work all the time? I have to work all the time.
Your choice.
It's not my choice.
It is.
I had to keep the business going.
Yeah, it's your choice to run a business.
Oh yeah, but the problem is, if I go on holiday, say 2 weeks, then I'll not make money for 2 weeks, and I'll be spending money for 2 weeks. So it's a double whammy. You get 2 weeks paid holiday.
So you're never going to go on holiday again?
Correct.
Oh, well, no. This is ending now then.
No, correct.
Because I'm not living my life with no holiday whatsoever.
Of course I'm going to go on holiday. When am I going to get 2 weeks off? Like, January is probably the only time I'm going to have like 2 weeks off.
Well, there you go then. Work hard now, save money, and we'll go in January. There's plenty of hot places in January.
Name me one.
Lanzarote. Tenerife. Africa and Kenya. Canary Islands are always hot.
Not in January.
Yeah, I'm telling you now. The Canary Islands, they are by the equator. Are they?
You heard it here first, guys. The Canary Islands are right next to the equator.
I didn't say next to. I said by.
This is all being recorded, Kirsty. The Canary Islands are Spain.
No, they're below Spain.
Well, but like, I took you to London.
No, you didn't. I paid for London for your birthday, so you did not take me to London.
Right. Apologies, but can I just say, right, so the Canary Islands, so you've got the Canary Islands, and this is going south, so you get Morocco, Algeria, Mali, Nigeria, Ghana. Hang on, there's two Nigerias. You got all them countries before you even get to the equator.
Oh, okay.
It's like half of Africa.
How hot is the Canary Islands in January?
I am the owner of the one and only 24-karat gold Labubu.
Yeah, but it's probably going to rain.
No, it won't. I don't think it rains there.
In Canary Islands?
No. You can expect a good amount of sunshine around 6 to 7 hours a day. January is one of the wetter months, but rainfall is usually in the form of light scattered showers instead of continuous downpours.
Told you. Told you.
But no, Kirsty doesn't want to listen to me.
You're lying on a holiday.
I'm not going to Gran Canaria. No, the Canary Islands. But where? Barbados?
Ah, I do that. Dominican Republic.
The what?
Caribbean. Cape Verde. Australia.
God,
Rome. Greece.
Every time I go to say something, you interrupt me by naming a country.
Right, look, this podcast is all over the place now. People aren't going to be enjoying listening to this.
I'd be interested to see how this works, because you actually cursed and then I had to edit it out, and then we tried to be. I forgot to brief you.
I was just feeling a bit of a rush of emotion.
Because you want to go on holiday?
Rage, yeah.
Why can't we just go to, I don't know, Welsh, somewhere in Wales? Cornwall?
Because it'd be cold. It'd be cold in this country in January.
Well, let's go to the sun. spend some time with her. Have a picnic.
I'll leave you in the sun. I'm just going to find someone else to go with then.
Wow, you're being serious, isn't it?
I am, yeah. I want a holiday.
Why?
I'll even take my mum.
Well, Julie, if you're listening to this, pack your bags. Because you're off to Lanzarote. Wrong button. It sounds exactly like you as well. Well, I don't... How about you pay for the whole thing then?
No, I just paid for you to go to London.
It was my birthday present. And I paid for the Savoy, excuse me.
I paid for the hotel, the train, the cattery.
The hotel?
The shard.
The hotel.
The Tower of London. The museum.
I spent £80 on tapas. So we're even.
You were the one that wanted to go to the tapas.
I didn't think it was going to be that expensive. £80?
That was like too long of a pause.
I'm still trying to get used to this. I think I'm going to be like a ninja. I'm probably going to start pressing buttons like without even looking at it. It's because I've got like, I don't know how many's on there.
Well, maybe you need to reduce your button sign then.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 18, 24, 26 buttons that I have to get used to.
So, how long has this podcast been recording for?
21 minutes.
And what have you talked about?
Well, we've addressed the issue with the clothes pegs. Turns out you're going to be dumping me and going on holiday with somebody else. Well, why don't you go on your own and meet somebody out there? Some guy called Flavio or something?
Don't really like that name.
Well, there's a whole country of different names. Get yourself a
whole country.
A whole country of different names. Yeah. Or like, just go with a robot or something.
You know, like, people who are in relationships and they like to plan, like, holidays for, you know, adventures, memory making. I get nothing.
What do you mean you get nothing? Look at the holidays we've been on. America.
That's the only one.
No.
America and Paris. Yeah. But yeah, but would you call Paris a holiday? Because we were there for like 2 days.
Well, we went all around Europe not long ago. I want a holiday.
I've never been on holiday.
How many countries did we go to a few months ago?
Yeah, we literally spent like less than 24 hours in each country, Neil. I want a relaxing holiday.
Yeah, you just want to lie on a beach.
No, I don't necessarily just want to lie on the beach. I want to walk along the beach. I want to swim in the sea, swim in the swimming pool, maybe read a book, have some nice food, have some nice drinks, maybe go paragliding, visit a water park, visit the old town.
Well, you've got this all figured out.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Well, you pay for it then. What about Tabby? How are you going to leave her? How are you going to leave that cute little thing laying there, like in a cattery for 2 weeks?
I wouldn't go.
I've got you by the. I got you.
I'd happily go for like 5 days.
Well, the way you're talking about it is like we're going for a whole week.
Well, we could go for a week. She'd be all right.
No, it almost sounds like you wanted to go like on a 2 week all inclusive holiday. Do you have?
No. I'm not necessarily meaning like 2 weeks. I couldn't cope with you for 2 weeks. And a relaxing holiday. Remember we were in America and we literally had 48 hours in Santa Cruz and you just didn't stop. We were building sandcastles, I remember.
If I hadn't done that, we wouldn't have went to Fresno and Bakersfield.
And when we were in London, we walked 13 miles. We had dinner in the Savoy. We went to the Shard. We went to the markets. We went to the Illusion Museum. And then we were having tea and you were like, what's next? And I was like, can't you just sit and just watch the world go by?
I'm going to start a GoFundMe to get me and Kirsty on a holiday to Mauritius, White Sandy Beaches, crystal clear.
To be honest, I don't necessarily want just white sandy beaches because it'd be quite boring. I do like to look at places.
You just contradicted yourself.
Yeah, but nothing, not as wild as you.
I don't want to do something boring. I just want to lie on the beach, read a book.
Yeah, I did say that I didn't want to spend the whole time.
I want to lie on the beach. I want to lie on the beach.
I don't sound like that.
And eat some ice cream. It's a shame that I can't do this to your mic. You can only assess it, so you can only do one mic at a time. Because I'd love to hear you speak. Say something in this microphone.
No.
Say something. No. I don't want to. You sound like a robot.
You are a robot. Right.
What? You got a problem?
Yeah, your face.
My face is your problem.
So was it actually recording at the, 26 minutes ago when you said we were discussing TV programs?
You're too far away from the mic. I can't hear you.
Sorry.
Lipstick. So what was your question again?
So 26 minutes ago when you were recording, were you recording? Stop it. That we were talking about TV programs because it's been 20 minutes and we've talked about nothing but TV programs.
Well, I'm quite happy to change the subject if you want. I don't even think I played the intro.
You've done nothing.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Stu's Thoughts Podcast, episode 53. And today we're going to give you our thoughts about holidays. So without any further ado, let's play the intro. Okay, there you go. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to talk about the topic, which is greatest TV shows of... I've got another button here I quite like. So we're going to be talking about the
greatest show...
No, that's the wrong one. Oh, no, I've wiped out one of my favourite buttons.
People are going to be switching.
Oh, no, there's it, sir. Right, we're going to start the topic on the greatest TV show of all time. I should have just went, the greatest TV show of all time. Mm. So let's talk about...
You're literally going to have zero viewers after this podcast. Viewers? Listeners?
Well, are we going to talk about this topic or what?
Well, you've introduced it now, so we're going to have to.
Well, do you not want to?
Well, just talk.
Talk about the greatest TV show of all time. Right, play the intro. So, I think we can just end this right now and just tell everybody what the greatest TV show of all time is.
What is it?
Kenan and Kel. Mm. Everyone's agreeing with me right now. Everyone.
I liked it as a teenager. I don't think I like it as an adult.
You can watch.
Yes, I know. Because I've seen you watch it.
No, you can't watch Kenan and Kel on YouTube, but you can actually watch Good Burger. It's been on for like the last 2 weeks. Somebody uploaded it like 2 weeks ago, but I reckon in a couple of days it'll get ticked down. But I think Kenan and Kel's the best one ever.
Don't know.
I dropped the screw in the tuna. That was like the first episode.
Oh, I don't know. You watch so much more telly than me as a child.
As a child, not now. What?
You watch a lot of telly?
No, I don't.
The telly's always on when you're here.
Yeah, I'm watching movies. The greatest movies of all time.
I don't think I've got an all-time favourite show.
Well, if we start off, right, with the years, like, I say years, so the 1990s was probably the best time for TV shows.
Well, how do you know?
Well, it's subjective, isn't it? Jeez, yeah.
Well, it is. It's personal opinion.
Yeah, my personal opinion is the 90s is the best TV era of all.
Well, it's just because you've just become really opinionated and weird. I don't like this. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, I don't like this. That's what you do now. You've got too much choice, I think.
Well, so what's your favourite TV programme?
I don't know. That's what I mean.
Well, why are you always watching these ones now? Like Great British Sewing Bee or something it's called?
Yeah, well, I like that.
Did I get that right?
I didn't say it was my favourite programme, but I really like watching it. I like The Great British Bake Off.
That's starting soon, isn't it?
Next week.
Amazing.
I like it.
Why? What's so good about it? Are they both run by the same company? The Great British?
No, I don't think so, because one's on BBC One and one's on Channel 4.
So it's a copyright thing there?
Great British Bake Off was here first, I think, before CMB.
What's the pottery one?
Great British Pottery.
See, they almost be run by the same... Huh?
I don't know. It's just catchy. I'm not really like a reality fan, but I do like... I'm not like an X Factor or anything like that. Not that it's on anymore, but...
Why is X Factor gone?
I think so. Hasn't been on for a long time, is it?
No.
Has?
No.
Hasn't been on for a long time. You didn't like X Factor.
I did. I actually liked it back in the day whenever it was all the...
When they were bad.
When they were bad. And that was like the main focus.
Remember of like the first one? Pop Stars. And then it was Pop Idol. And then it was X Factor.
Hang on. Say it again.
Pop Stars. Pop Stars The Rivals. Oh, that was okay. Girls Aloud, wasn't it? And Hearsay. And then Pop Idol was like Will Young and Gareth Gates. I went to see Pop Idol the concert when I was 15.
Who was that at?
We went to Birmingham to see it. Will Young and Gareth Gates and all that.
It was weird, isn't it? Because didn't Will Young win?
Yeah.
Gareth Gates sort of was more famous than him.
Yeah, but he was more appealing to the girls, wasn't he?
He had a stutter, didn't he?
Mm.
Isn't that mad that you can have a stutter and then sing and it goes away?
Yeah, it's a conscious thing, isn't it?
Well, can you not just sing all the time?
Well,
that would stop your stutter, wouldn't it? So. And I've got some breaking news here for you guys. The X Factor is dead.
Mm.
It's gone.
Told you. When did it go finish?
Hmm?
When did it finish? Years ago.
July 2021. I'm only finding out now. What? Okay, I actually did like that. And still to this day, what is the X Factor? What does the X mean?
I don't know. Star quality. I don't know.
What is the X in X Factor? I really should be doing this beforehand. The X represents an unknown and it doesn't know. It's just a gimmick, isn't it? Like, it's don't tell anybody what it's for. Just put a letter in there and then everyone will talk about it.
But why is it the X factor, not the Z factor or the B factor or the C factor? D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, B, Q, R, S, T, Q, V.
Are you trying to say the alphabet?
W, X, Y, and Z.
I'm sure you got that. Did you get that wrong?
No. I don't know.
I have to listen back to that because I'm pretty sure you just said the alphabet wrong.
No, I don't think so.
Hang on, bear with us, guys. I'm sure you said that. Right, we listened back to that about 1,000 times and we still can't make up our own. I don't know if you got it right or not.
I intentionally missed out the A because I was on a roll, but I think I got it right.
Yeah, but X factor. Because like Elon Musk loves the word X because it's almost like a powerful thing. So doesn't like all the letters in the alphabet, they all start with the X letter apart from W? No.
What?
There's something, hang on. Is it W?
Every letter starts with the same letter that they have. A is A.
So what's the thing about W?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a W.
Well, it's not really. It's a double V, isn't it? I wouldn't say it's a W.
Yeah, but there is something it's I see.
DVs. Not you.
W? V? I don't know. There was something that... Oh, God, I can't remember now. There is something about that. Like the W. Is it the way you say it? Woo. That's it. The syllable thing?
Phonic.
Yeah, because...
What? W is what, isn't it? It's a phonic.
No, W. I figured it out. W. What does W start with?
A W.
But it's like, it sounds like a D at the beginning. Double U instead of woo U or something. Z, A, B, C. That's it. So A sounds like A. B sounds like B, C sounds like D, E sounds like, but then you have double U. It starts with, sounds like it starts with a double, a D.
I don't know.
Do you get it?
No.
P sounds like P. Everything sounds like the actual letter. So A sounds like A, B sounds like B, C sounds like C, right? And then you go, O sounds like O, and then you've got double U.
Yeah, but you're saying double U.
Yes, it doesn't sound like, it should be wub-wub-wub-U.
Welly.
Jeez.
Woo.
Did you curse?
No, I said welly.
But just, you know, you see what I mean? So anyway, another... I'll see if we can jog some memory, right? See if you can dig into the archives and pull out some TV show that people you think would forget.
Why are you like thinking about the TV shows that people forget?
You because
might jog, actually, isn't it important? Because we're talking about the best, yeah, not the ones that we forgot, which means that they are rubbish. Like your bad taste.
Why are you bringing that up?
I'm not bringing up that film. I just said your bad taste. You've got bad taste.
I've got really good taste, actually.
I know. Choice of girlfriend.
Huh? Someone.
Release me from this hell that I'm in. What are you doing to my wire?
Stop pulling my wire, Kirsty. Well, I'm just saying.
Like, good program, The Missing. Very good program. Jean-Baptiste.
No.
That was a very good program. Yeah, but see, this is the thing. Difference of opinion, because we like different things. If you don't stop making that trumping noise, I'm going to get really cross. And I'm going to leave. And I'm not even joking. People are going to be switching off this podcast because you're really annoying. They're going to absolutely hate it. And they're going to post everywhere, do not listen to this podcast.
Well, you can predict the future, can you?
Yeah.
That's amazing skill. How did you learn to do that?
Because I'm with you.
What are you doing with my mouse? I think you'll find it's the other way around.
What?
Are you on your period or something? Is that why you're moody?
I'm not moody. Thank you very much.
Even the cat's had enough of you. Tabby.
Don't, she's sleeping.
Tabby, wake up.
I'm telling you now, you're using those sound effects too much.
I know, but who cares? Well, only got the thing, so I think a novelty will wear off now and again, you'll just hear it.
Well, you need to get the novelty out, I think, before you do your next podcast.
Listen, I pay big money for this thing. Mm. If I want to, I'll do it, okay?
Mm. Well, you won't have me as a guest.
Well, that'll be money well spent then, won't it?
Don't particularly like Trump noise.
Are we talking
about... Same with your pooter.
Do you know what's a really weird thing? That's actually someone farting. Isn't it? I think so. They've recorded it. And I wanted to get two. I wanted to get a short fart noise and a long one. So for like an hour the other day, I was just listening to people's farts with headphones on. I could literally smell it. Literally.
It's probably your own farts.
Who farted just before coming on this podcast?
Tabby.
No. What human in the house farted? And let me tell you, you think that one's bad? You want to hear your one? It came from the soul.
Everyone farts. Even the Queen farted when she was alive.
No, that's not, you changed your tune. When we first went out with each other, 6 months, it went by and I didn't hear you fart once. I'm a lady.
Yeah, but I can't believe.
Oh. I'm all over the place now.
Oh my God, Neil. This is horrendous.
I'm a lady. I don't fart.
Yeah, but I can't believe you actually believed that rubbish.
Well, after 6 months of not hearing you fart, it did become very...
Well, I only saw you, I didn't see you very often. It's a bit different when you live with each other.
Oh, yeah.
I did burp a lot more then, though. I don't burp so much now.
I can't remember the last time you burped.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember every single time you fart.
They don't smell, though.
The first time, we were in bingo. I mean, we're totally not talking about TV shows here. Like, but we were...
I've never seen anyone struggle with bingo so much in my life.
It was intense. Like, you were... Do you want to go to bingo? Oh, I've got a phone.
No, that was... It was your idea to go.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to go to bingo? Okay, let's go in. And then the guy was just like... Because I've never played bingo before.
Have you not? My God.
And... You get this little sheet life. With all these numbers on it, and I'm like, right. And then the guy's like, number.
You probably should have started with one sheet, not the whole lot.
Right. Why didn't you say that?
I did, and you were like, no, I'm having these.
I did not say that. But I'm like sitting there, and then all I hear is
77, like 11 or whatever it is.
And I'm like looking for 77, and then
Number 16. And
I'm like, hold on, I'm still looking for number 77.
15.
And I'm like, hang on a second. What was that one he was just saying there? I was like, couldn't keep up with him.
There is a process that every line is a different 10. So if you know that you've got 77, you know it's going to be in one at that line. You all 20s come out, so you know it's going to be in that line. So there's 10 lines in a book. You've got single digits, the 10s, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, 50s, and then you go down there.
But I didn't.
You ain't got a clue.
I didn't know.
Little old lady came and got your book from you, didn't she, to catch you up?
I think she came over with two of them little, what do you call them? It was dabbers. Like a battle with things. She was like, I don't have an old woman.
I'll help you, son. She came over with like two of them. And she was like, bang, 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 bang. There you go.
I was like, thanks. And then, like, I'm still struggling, and I'm looking over, and she's, like, chatting to somebody, and she's, like, chatting to him, and then looks away, and stamps, and turns back around, and starts chatting to me, and I'm, like, looking for 13. I'm, like, and then some of them are missing. Some numbers are missing. There's, like, empty boxes in there. So it's, like, number 12, and I'm, like, 11.
Yeah, well, yeah, but
12's missing.
No, 12, because you had a full book. The 12 would have been further down.
Well, numbers were missing. I was just using 12 as, like, a subjective thing.
No, if you have a full book, every single number is there. Every 90 number is there. It's just in different boxes.
Right. And when did this change? You don't shout out bingo when you get a bingo. When did that change?
Since you're about 10, probably.
You always shout bingo.
House.
I know. Who shouts house?
Well, you've got a full house. House. Got a line. Line. My dad did it once. He shouted a line when it was a house. He was very embarrassed.
Line.
He thought he won, but he was like, oh no, Derek. House, we're going for now. Damn it.
But you can still shout bingo, can't you?
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
I think you can just shout, whoop, here, hello, I've won. Woohoo.
Bomb. There's a bomb.
But no, obviously not gonna.
Bomb. Pedophile.
Can you shout stuff like that?
No.
I just shout bingo. I say it to you, I was like, if I win, I'm just going to shout bingo to the top of my lungs. Bingo!
But you didn't win.
I know, that's why I didn't do it. Right, we keep going off topic. We've literally got 15 minutes to talk about the greatest TV show of all time. Katie and Kel?
No.
Hey, do you remember... I think the TV show that we like watching together is The Repair Shop.
Yeah. I do like The Repair Shop. I wouldn't say it's my favourite show, but I do like watching it.
Who's that one? What's that one that you watch? And you got the woman on there and she's like, she looks like she's just been in a car crash.
Huh?
There's some like...
Old, Silent Witness?
No.
Clarissa, you on about?
No. Like the woman, she was on TV the other day. She talks like this and she shoots.
Oh, that's a great... That Esme on Great British Showbiz.
She looks like she's
like
just,
19, she?
Yeah.
I don't know how old she is, actually.
She looks like the way she talks and stuff. She's like bricking herself. It's almost like if you have a car crash and then she gets out of it all shocked. That's the way she was like talking.
She's 76.
I really like the seams on your bed.
She's 76.
So is Donald Trump's. He doesn't talk like that.
No, he just talks like a buffoon.
The only one that's good now is Dragon's Den. Oh, yeah. I think we like watching it together. Mm. Dragon's Den, SAS Hooters wins.
Great British Bake Off. I love a bit of Bake Off. I just like eating cake while I watch Bake Off, I think. But I think they're like, they're very good bakers. Like, I'm an all right baker, but I don't think I could ever do 7B. Bake Off.
I imagine eating a cake full of sewing needles. I'm surprised you haven't mentioned one thing.
The Big Bang Theory.
No. I'm banged out. I've seen too many of them. I don't even watch them anymore.
Well, you were watching it when I got home this morning, today.
That was just on. I was too busy doing something. Oh, getting my LaBooBoo thing.
I am the owner of the one and only 24 karat gold LaBooBoo.
That's what I was doing when you came in.
Time well spent, clearly.
I know. But you're missing one that you like. It's a game show.
1% Club.
There you go.
Love 1% Club.
Did you not apply to go on that?
Oh, I don't think I finished my application. I think I had to send a video in and then I stopped. And then I wanted you to apply as well because I wanted to go on together and you said no, so I just didn't finish it.
I say this all the time. Like, that 1% club, you give me a 90% question, I'm like, I don't got a clue. You give me a 1% or 5% or I'm like, I know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's up with that?
Don't you mean that you know the 90% question, but you don't know the 1% question?
No, I don't know the... So they'll do like a 90% question, and I'm like, I haven't got a clue.
Oh, yeah.
And like 90% of the nation knows it. Mm. But then you go to the 1% question, I'm like, the answer is that.
Mm.
The 15% one, I seem to get quite a lot.
I like it because I'm not very good at geography and general knowledge, but that's more logic, puzzles, problem solving. Like, I like an escape room.
It's nothing like an escape room.
Well, it's like logic, isn't it? It's a puzzle.
Yeah. I've been in a few escape rooms and none of them are like that.
I do like it.
So what happens if you get to a 30% question and you lose everybody?
That hasn't happened yet.
What happens if it happens?
Because you have a pass, and if you don't know the question, you press your pass.
What's that one with Grant Mitchell in it?
The Bridge of Lies.
God, that one's desperate. That one's bad. Like, he's like, Bridge, reveal the question or something, but he makes it like dead dramatic, as if like...
Well, it's a TV show, isn't it? Drama.
Aye, but he makes it like, it's almost like, if you get this question wrong, you're going to fall into a bottomless pit or something.
So I don't particularly like Deal or No Deal.
I used to, but now, like, it's just boring.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I think, has got a little bit easier.
Well, yeah. So, Deal or No Deal, right? Let's say, I mean, I don't know how the answer is going to be, what the answer is going to be to this, but if you've got like the, it's not even a quarter of a million anymore, is it? It's 100,000.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it for that long.
It used to be 250,000 and now it's down to 100,000.
No, yeah, that's rubbish.
I know. Talk about shrinkflation.
Mm.
So, If you had a box left, and there's two left, right? So you have, let's say, 250,000, and then you've got £1. They're both still up there, and you've got a box, and then somebody else has got a box. You do a swap.
Mm.
Would you swap or just stick with yours?
Stick with mine.
I'd probably do that as well.
Come with nothing, can leave with nothing.
Yeah, but the whole paradox is like, it's almost like Many Worlds and like a quantum state. So you're either gonna eat this is a, no I'm not gonna go into science
no,
and stuff.
No, don't go into science. I know.
But basically you don't know until you actually have it. But in a parallel world,
it's like Schrodinger's cat.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
I like true documentaries and dramas, like Line of Duty, Blue Lights. You quite like Blue Lights, the first series, didn't you? It's about Belfast, the cops in Belfast.
No.
Yes, you did. You watched it. I don't think you've watched the second series, but you definitely watched the first series.
Who?
You.
I haven't watched it.
You have? I'm telling you now, you have watched it.
I've probably seen one or two episodes, but
no, you've seen the whole series because you told me about it. You watched it on BBC iPlayer.
Wow, I'm being fully accused of something here that I haven't done.
It means that he likes the police in Belfast.
You're full on accusing me. That's the button. No, I'm telling you, I've never watched that before.
You have.
What other ones is there? I'm trying to think of ones nowadays. So you got like...
You haven't mentioned one.
Haven't
it? Mm-mm.
TV programme?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously it's episodes, mate.
Is it?
Home Improvement?
No.
That's a cracker, that one. Tim Allen. What, it's on, is it on now?
Mm-hmm.
That I haven't mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
Dragon's Den, I already mentioned that. Is that it?
No.
Well, what is it?
Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it.
Why?
That's just stupid.
Why?
It's just stupid.
It's a cartoon.
Oh, I don't like it. Never liked it in my life. What? Sorry, guys, any Simpsons fans. You can hate me all you like, but it's my opinion.
Right. Tell us why.
I just don't like it. I think it's really stupid. I don't see the point in it.
What about Family Guy?
No.
So you just hate anything funny?
Maybe.
You know...
I know what my favourite one is. I know I can pinpoint the exact favourite episode ever of all time.
Hang on a second, because you said to me before we started this, it's subjective, we're never going to know.
Do you want to know?
Go.
Are you ready? Where's your drum roll?
Well, you actually want to use my sample?
Press the right one.
Right.
You ready? Mr. Bean? With the armchair on top of the mini? And he's driving down the road with the broomsticks and the string as a handle. And doesn't he crash into the shop? It's my favourite. It's funny.
No, he crashes into a van.
A lorry, is it?
Yeah, a lorry with the pillows. You just see the pillows, don't you? Mr. Bean, yeah. That one...
I don't think Mr. Bean was probably funnier in the 90s when we were younger. Like, has it aged the same? It's a classic, yeah. But that is my favourite Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean is, like, timeless. People would be watching that in about 100 years later.
He can make people laugh using no... There's a ghost. No words. Well, apart from Bean and...
Yes. Well, that's why it went so international, because there's no language.
Yeah.
Like, there's a theory that they say Mr. Bean's an alien. And he's came to Earth to figure out the human ways.
Mr. Bean is your dad.
My mum used to say that. And then I used to say, oh, you had sex with Mr. Bean. That would shut her up. But if you think about it, like the start of the movie, he does
beam down, yeah.
Well, does he beam down or does he come from God or whatever?
Oh, no, I don't think it's God, is it? That's looking too deep into it.
I would say he's an alien. Because he doesn't talk about it. Why doesn't he bring him back? Just do one more series. There were only ever 16 episodes there, you know, on two films.
Film.
Movies. He says, Rowan Atkinson said he wouldn't bring him back because it would just ruin it.
It would be the same, yeah.
It would just ruin the whole thing. See the bit where he like, oh, there's just so many. I like the bit where he's painting his room.
Yeah, with the hat and the man with the...
and the explosion.
The dynamite thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of Mr. Beans that made me laugh, to be fair, but my favourite is the chair on top of the roof.
Yeah. Do you ever see the bit where he's counting sheep?
Yeah.
So he's like, he's counting them. And then I think he loses his count or something. Mm. And then he's like, comes up with an idea, and then he counts the width and then the length and then multiplies it. Mm. And he's like, oh! And then he's nods off to sleep.
And Ted.
Yeah.
Or when he's got, like, the turkey in his head. But that's from Friends, isn't it? Friends, another classic. But it hasn't aged as well, I don't think.
Who done it first?
Probably, I don't know, Miss Bean. I don't know.
Because that's... I never thought about that.
It's both, isn't it? Monica did it and Mr. Bean. What was it? And they were around the same time, weren't they? Did you say?
I wonder who copied who then. There's a bit where...
What should we Google and find out?
Yeah, there was a bit where Mr. Bean was like... cutting a hole. He wanted to move like his table or whatever it was, so he cut a hole in his thing.
Yeah, and he saw through the Diana.
But then after she died, they cut that scene out. But some of his ideas where he puts the pencils, one in his mouth and one in each hand, and does that wiggly thing and to get the measurements. Sometimes he's like, you know, smart in a way. Like, he's almost smart.
Mr. Bean did it first.
There you go.
Putting a turkey on his head in 1992. And then Friends episode was 1998. The writers of Mr. Bean were later accused of copying the joke from Friends, but they created it years earlier. Poor old Mr. Bean.
What, they accused him?
Friends accused him.
And then, well, Mr. Bean should have sued him.
Oh, it was Joey who put the turkey on his head.
Yeah, when you said it, I was like, no.
I thought, well, didn't Monica do it once, though?
I thought Ross did it, but Joey sounds probably about right. I like the bit where Mr. Bean goes on a date with a girl, and then they go into, like, this roller coaster type. Oh, is it like a 4D cinema or something? And then, they're watching this thing, and it's, like, shaking him about, and he's starting to fall asleep. And then he goes out to get popcorn or whatever, and then he sees, like, the settings for the you know, like, if you go to a 4D cinema, your chair moves.
Yeah. And he's trying to eat his popcorn, isn't it? It goes everywhere.
I like the bit where he fixes it all up, and then, or he speeds it up, whatever. And then he goes back into her and he goes, brace yourself.
That's probably the most he's talked in an episode, isn't it?
Bean.
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 What a name. Mr. Bean. You ever see the bit where he goes for a picnic? No, not a picnic. He goes to eat his lunch by the bench.
I've seen all of them.
He gets like an actual fish out of his pocket and makes a fish sandwich, but he is like, it's mad. I do see myself in them sometimes when I was a kid. I understand why people say that he's my real dad. And now I've shaved my head, and now he's Mr. Worldwide's my real dad.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. Do you remember the dinosaurs? What other good ones was there back in the day?
Yeah, but this is, you just think about back in the day stuff. You don't think about time right now.
Well, we've already talked about time right now, and some of them, we've listed pretty much all the ones. Like, when it comes to the Big Bang Theory, like, I only like really the first couple of seasons, and then they start trying to get too funny, I think. Like, and then they're trying to get too funny that it makes it not funny. You know what I mean? Like, overkill type thing.
Yeah, that's your opinion, though.
And if you actually watch, like, one of the first episodes, Sheldon doesn't actually do that three. Penny, he doesn't do that in, like, one or two, the first two episodes. The very first episode, the very first thing they ever said was about the double slit experiment. Everyone's like, what? What's that?
Yeah, but you can do your own podcast about science.
I might. That might be the next one. I might do one on Sunday. And then, I mean, Star Talk is one of the podcasts I listen to, and that's one of the most popular ones. And it's a sciencey one, Kirsty. So what are, we haven't told everybody about our program, our TV show.
What?
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, yeah. Is that an American thing?
Aye. That's pretty good. If you're looking for something to,
It's not the most amazing program ever, but it's nice. It's like a little game. We play a little game to it because it's like, believe it or not, like, you've got to guess. There's what, four or five little short stories, you've got to guess whether it's fact or fiction.
Yeah, and he tells you at the end, and I get it all wrong.
But we usually kind of forget what we've decided, as we need to write it down, really, because by the time of episode five, we're like, oh, they got the answers. Did you say fact or did you say fiction? Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, well, we did come up with a little sheet, didn't we? And then we can like tick it off. Well, not when I say sheet, it's on the whiteboard. But that's been going on for years. And I think they're bringing Ted out as a TV show.
I like the first one, don't like the second one.
Really? I thought the second one was actually better than the first one.
No. Too silly. Or maybe I just matured. And that's a film, that's not a TV program.
Ted? Yeah, but they're bringing it out as a TV program.
They're bringing Harry Potter out as a TV program. I don't know why they do these things. Like, just leave it as a movie.
Is it a TV program or is it a series?
Like, it won't be a series, won't it? Same with Ted. It won't be one program. It would be a series.
Well, I thought it was going to be like a program. Like, I think everything's
just... Well, no, because if it was one program, it'd be a film.
No, I mean, like, one program a week. Like an actual TV
series, isn't it?
I suppose, yeah. When you think of it.
Oh, God.
So all this Wednesday... Like Wednesday and stuff, that's just a TV show.
Yeah, it's a TV series. TV series and TV show is the same thing.
So Squid Games is a TV series?
Yeah.
Why have I never connected into that?
Oh my God.
I just thought like a series was different from like a TV program. No, because you have a TV program, then you've got a series, and then you've got a movie. I thought there were three sort of...
No. A series is a collective of TV programs, isn't there? If you had a one-off documentary of like David Attenborough did a documentary on Montgomery and nothing else, that would be a program. But if he did like a documentary about Montgomery, the animals like Tabby, and then did one about a dog, and then that becomes a series. It's a collective.
Yeah.
I'm done anyway.
I can tell. There you go. We touched on... what's the greatest TV show of all time? Keenan and Kel, for my opinion. It's timeless. Well, Bear Grylls, Bourne Survivor and stuff. I like that.
I don't know. I can't pick one. I like many programs.
We'll just pick one.
I can't. I haven't got an all-time favourite.
Just pick
like one. Many genres.
So if there was one on right now and you could watch it right now, what would it be? Just straight off the top of your head.
I don't know. That's the thing. That's it.
Well, you can't. You have to pick one. Mine's Keenan and Kel.
Yeah, but I haven't got an all-time one that I just like. Oh my God, I need to watch that. I haven't got one.
Well, just say any random one so we can go.
Sick. The Missing.
There you go. You heard her here. The Missing's Kirsty's favourite programme of all time. Keenan and Kel is mine. What's yours? Oh, really? That's amazing. They just told me telepathically. All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Two episodes. I did one earlier on about Man United. And I've done this one.
Good for you.
That's two in one day.
This was just carnage, to be honest. You'll be surprised if you have any listeners back after this one.
Okay, I'll keep you posted. I'll be surprised if anybody listens to Man United one, to be honest. Right, cheers for listening, everybody. Two podcasts in one day, you lucky sods. Right, enjoy your rest of your day. Peace. See you later. Are you going to say goodbye or?
Ciao.
Ciao, what are you, Chinese now?
That's not Chinese, is it? Spanish, isn't it? Ciao.
What's goodbye in Chinese?
I don't know.
We'll leave you on this.
Hwyl fawr.
That's Welsh.
Exactly. Well done. Au revoir. Au wiedersehen.
How can we know all this, but you don't know? What? Ours is like B-Y. Theirs is J-I-N-J-G-G-O-U.
Ours isn't B-Y. It's B-Y-E. Bye.
Oh.
Well, you probably need to say goodbye.
Okay, we've got a different one here. It's a Z-A-I-J-I-A-N. Sounds like you doing the alphabet.
Can't Google say it.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah, I've got a link to my phone. Forgot about that.
再见. 再见.
再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再见。再
I don't know, something funny. They probably won't tell you. Are they Kirsty? Is a twat in Chinese.
You can't really say that, can you?
Chinese. Why?
Well, no cursing.
Twat's not a bad word.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
Twat. Twat.
You're going to get taken down. You're going to go to prison.
Twat in Chinese. It's got it. It's actually got it. So this is... Kirsty is a twat in Chinese.
Kirsty 是个混蛋.
Like...
Kirsty 是个混蛋.
This is my life.
Kirsty 是个混蛋.
I think I'm an incredibly patient person.
Yeah, one more.
Many of you are probably thinking, how do I love with this person?
Kirsty Sugarwenchowan.
And sometimes I don't know myself. Okay? I might. See ya.
S-T-A-W-I-E. Wait. Well, I'm just, this is the last one. No. This is the last one. Don't be a twat. Stewie is the best podcaster. Just wait. Put the headphones back on, Kirsty. I mean it. I'll shoot you. I've got a gun now. Hang on. Right. Stewie is the best podcaster in the world. In the world in Chinese. Right, here we go. It's got it.
Stewie 是世界上最好的播客.
I'm sure I said a bad word then.
No.
Stewie 是世界上最好的播客.
It did say a bad word, didn't it? Hang on, last time. And then we were out of here.
Stewie 是最好的播客.
I love this thing. This is amazing, this thing. Right, Kirsty's way. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm going to do another episode on Sunday, which is in a couple of days. Look after yourself. Take care now. Bye-bye. Sorry, I have to redo this. I have to wait until the thing starts over again. Right, this is me. I'm away now.